The Jewel is kind of like, I'm trying to put into words my experience on it today. It's kind of like meeting a really wonderful older lady who's just full of grace and beauty, who then takes all your money at the poker table. You know, she's all sweetness, and you're going to be taken with her gentility, and you're going to be amazed by the views on the front nine, the Jewel that's right here next to the Grand Hotel. But then if you are just a little bit off, you will pay a two-stroke penalty for it. And the greens are very firm. They release very quickly out of the rough. So you're going to have to make an adjustment. In fact, work on your bump and runs before you get here. I am joined by David Jancic, who is Jersic, the president of operations for the Grand Hotel. He's also a golfer who really enjoys and appreciates what the Grand has here. Am I wrong about that?
No, we have an incredible golf experience.
Yeah, I just think that the Jewel is so interesting, and you know, guys will look at it and say, well, 2,400 yards, that's really short. Yeah, well, it's not about the length, it's about your accuracy.
100%.
And as I said, I parred four out of the first six holes, but then I went double, because it was, if you make a little mistake, you're going to pay dearly for it. And,
it's like a good casino. The house always wins.
Yeah, by the way, what happened with the guy who set the pins today? Did he and his wife have a fight? Or what was – there were a lot of edge pins today or right on the edges of drop-offs. And, I mean, it made
so
it a real
like
test.
So you don't like that?
I guess I would have prepared myself. I wouldn't have stayed out so late last night.
There you go. It's a resort golf course, but doesn't play like a resort golf course.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I guess I wasn't ready for that. But the vistas – and the beauty of it's a magical kind of place, especially standing either on the sixth tee overlook or the seventh. You've just got this incredible view.
The seventh is a fantastic hole. It's par three, downhill, right in front of you, Peninsula Green.
If you got a rangefinder, it better have the elevation feature on
it.
It
needs to, because you think it's right here. I'm going to take a hybrid.
Yep.
I'm going to play it high. Bring it right in. You're either up short or you hit in the middle of the green, you're in the water.
Or you can yank it left and say goodbye to it the way I did and then put the next one in the pond on the right.
Hey, or that too. You can play it a bunch of different ways. I don't suggest your way, but you can play it a bunch of different ways.
You know, I hit it left, hit it right, and then it was just like, I'm going to take a drop. Tell me about how that, the essence of the Jewel, and that it's kind of a somewhere in time type experience, how that marries with the Grand Hotel.
Well, I think, you know, there are golf's been around for a long time at Mackinac Island.
You kind of invented tourism golf here in Michigan.
We did.
And then Belvedere came along and some other places that are wonderful.
But, you know, the experience here, you know, like you just said, it's an opportunity to take a step back in time, to get on a golf course that you can enjoy, give you all the challenges that you want. We talk about it's the only golf course maybe in the world that you take a carriage from the front nine to the back nine. And, you know, sometimes that's, you know, I'm a golfer, and so don't lure me in with that hokiness. Give me true golf.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talked about the grand nine of the Jewel, people tell you, well, it's short. I said, well, you can use driver, and I'm certain you can drive a couple holes. I'm sure you could. I don't suggest it. I suggest you put your driver in the bag, hit something that you can hit straight.
David told me on number two, which is a 296 uphill par four, just to leave the driver in the bag. So you know what I had to do?
Put the driver. You pulled it out. You teed it high.
And I put it, that was the shot of the day. I hit it pin high off the little knob on the right. Didn't get an eagle, didn't get a birdie. I only got a par, but that's.
You three putted from there?
No, I did three putt. It was an up and down,
okay.
And I just missed my. I just missed the putt. But it was a great risk reward fun thing to do.
Absolutely.
And I was, you know, it added a fun factor, and that's, you forget that you come to play golf to have fun, and when you come out on that course, you do have fun because it's a different experience than what you're going to get at some of our other favorite places,
absolutely,
whether it's Treetops or, you know, this big, you know, mammoth test.
Yeah.
This is more subtle.
And you get around, and you have a great time. And then you go out to the woods nine.
And then you take a lazy, horse-drawn carriage ride.
And you think about the front nine, and what'd you do? You know, I went double, double, double.
Yeah.
So you get to think about that for 25 minutes.
Yeah. Well, then you know you get a fresh start and you go par there par.
There, look at you. Good.
So the talk to me about this property. And you were telling me yesterday that you were on the corporate side of hospitality. You had no desire to go back into the hotel managing or directing side of things, except there were just a handful of properties that you would come out of that retirement for. And this was one of them. What was it? What is the magic that brought you here?
You know, and I had been a general manager for over 20 years, and I'd been a general manager of a small hotel, large hotel, over 1,000-room property. And I took the corporate job, and it's a pretty good life.
Yeah.
No budgets, no forecasts. But then there was this itch to want to get back, but I said, you know, I'm just not going to go to a regular hotel. There's going to have to be something special about it. So there's about 8 hotels in the United States that I'd want to work at. One of them I've already worked at. And the Grand was always one of those. And being in the industry for over 35 years, you know, you have an idea of what great hotels are and iconic hotels. So it's not only historic, but it you know, really, it lives it every day. And it's seasonal, but there's something special about it, as well as being on that Mackinac Island. Created something that I couldn't pass up.
Well, and I've said this both to the Mussers over the years and others that have been in your position, and that is you don't just work here. You're a steward of an institution. It's about sustaining it for the next generation, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, the great thing about it is, you know, one, coming here to an iconic hotel without the support and financial support and understanding of the hotel from an ownership, I probably wouldn't have done it. I spoke to our ownership and interviewed them probably more than they interviewed me about what was their financial commitment to a hotel that's 136 years old, mm-hmm. wood frame structure,
needs TLC,
sits on a hill on the Straits of Mackinac in the dead of winter, getting beat up by winds. That's a property that's going to need a lot of money.
You need an endorsement deal with a paint company. You know that
we do.
Because you could be the face you know.
White.
Yeah, but durable.
Of it. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know.
And they were committed to it. And they have spent, since they purchased it, $75 million just on restoration and renovation projects.
Which is, it's not just an investment in this property. It's an investment in Michigan, too.
It is.
And growing this incredible tourism pie that we have. Talk to me about some of the great stay-and-play packages you've got, whether it's for golf or just to enjoy this iconic hotel.
Well, golf is always available, and there's opportunities to book online, whether you're staying at Grand Hotel, which we would love for you to do, or if you want to come over from the day because you're in Upper Michigan. You know, great opportunities to get on throughout the day, whether you start on the back on Woods 9 or on the front 9. But if you want to stay at the hotel, my suggestion is to go to grandhotel.com, go to our packages page, and there's a tile or a section there called Grand Favorites. Mm-hmm. It allows you to have flexibility for your experience. It's the greatest value items that we have each month of the year, but it's more for flexibility. So if you're coming for a specific experience, Somewhere in Time weekend or the Titanic mm-hmm. weekend or a wine weekend or the Distillers weekend, which is pretty fantastic, you're going to have to come for those.
Why did you look at me that way when you said that? Somebody told you something?
No.
you pointed just, right at me. The Distillers weekend.
You're a golfer. we've had a good hour conversation.
Dave and Tony have been talking out of school over there.
Assuming. Maybe I got out of school there, but I'm assuming. But there are some fantastic experience weekends. But
yeah.
if you just want to come to Grand Hotel and you want to come to visit Mackinac Island and visit Grand Hotel, Grand Favorites is the place, is the spot on the website to go to.
Excellent. And I know you guys are doing great business. Are there still plenty of opportunities to bring the family here this summer? You've got opportunities in most weekends and most weeks.
We do. And if the first weekend there was a sellout or it's your room type's not available, try the next weekend or try a few days before, a few days after.
I know that you guys are experts at this, but I've been talking to people on the island for 5 years now about this H-2B visa lottery challenge that everybody has to go through. How do you navigate that? How have you – and is it something that we need some federal assistance with?
Absolutely. And the Michigan delegation, we speak to them on a regular basis. You know, we were hoping to see them at the policy conference this week, but they're in D.C. for an important vote on the debt ceiling.
And we should explain to my listeners, we have to import workers to the island because of the seasonal nature. The length of your season doesn't really suit college students coming here.
No, because they come late, they get out of school late, and they go back early.
Yeah, and they're also nowadays doing more internships, apprenticeships, mentorships, things like that.
So from a domestic worker, and we recruit all over the state of Michigan and all over the upper Midwest and really all over the United States.
You kidnap people at ski resorts, basically.
We try to, yeah. And so, with, you know, kind of like that. So we opened in the last Friday of, or the first Friday of May, closed the last Saturday of October. So, you know, you live in, let's say, downstate in Ann Arbor, and we recruit you to come up here. You're going to leave your family behind. You're going to leave your car behind. You're going to leave your dog behind, and you're going to move up here for 6 months and work and have an incredible experience and then be unemployed the first week of November.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people, you know, you can get work anywhere in the country.
Right.
There's full-time work everywhere in the country, so a lot of people don't want to come do that work anymore. So we recruit all over the world. And H-2B, the visa H-2B is a visa that we use. There's an H-2A, which is agricultural. H-2B is seasonal workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And we get men and women from all over the world to come and enjoy a season here with us. And sometimes they go on to other seasonal resorts in the winter, and then they come back, and sometimes they go home.
David, we wish you well, and we just thank you for taking the challenge up here at the Grand Hotel and just continuing to steer this iconic property.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming up and taking a round. I hope you enjoyed it.
We will be back.
Yes.
We certainly will be.
The next test, I'll tell you, the next test is the Gem, which is the miniature golf course down below.
And that sounds like something we could do on the way home.
Yes, you can.
David Jurczyk, thank you very much, the president of the Grand Hotel. When we come back, we're going to give away some tickets. Stay tuned. We'll give you one more clue for our Friday musical theme contest next on The Guy Gordon Show.